Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Tuesday, December 3rd, welcome into the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and Sean Carey. Steve, in just a moment, we'll check in from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can zip us a line by email, stevejones at wkok.com. We're also on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU, and we've got our podcast too. So go to either Google Play, Apple Podcast app, iTunes, search Steve Jones Show, hit the subscribe button, and then we'll drop the shows right to your smartphone and tablet after we air them live on WKOK. You can listen to them then anytime, anywhere. And you can also go back in time 3 months of previously archived shows. We've got them on our homepage at stevejonesshow.com. So we'll be with you live till 5, then we will have the late-day news roundup, 5:06, and then we will have our second night of Talk to Santa. The boys and girls with Ann Blugis will be huddled around the Magic Radio. That'll be at 6 tonight here on WKOK. Eagle 107 will have Bucknell basketball. That'll be a 6:30 airtime tonight. Doug Birdsong with the call. And, of course, we'll also hear from head coach Nathan Davis as the Orange and Blue tonight are at Ryder to take on the Broncos. And then they're back home at Sewicka Saturday night against Albany. So those will be the final 2 days of Bucknell basketball before the student-athletes take their fall final exams. Then they'll get back into play on Saturday, December the 21st. And then before you know it, we'll be in the Patriot League portion of their schedule. Well, about this time a little over a week ago, we were saying that Greg Schiano and Rutgers, they could not come to terms on an agreement. Well, second time around, it has happened. Yes, Greg Schiano is back at Rutgers, and the Board of Governors in New Jersey making that official today, approving on an agreement to bring back the former Scarlet Knights coach to lead the program. It's an 8-year, $32 million deal for the 53-year-old Schiano. According to a statement from Rutgers, they say, "We open the next great chapter for Rutgers football. Coach Schiano, absolutely the best person to lead our program, bringing a quality of leadership and integrity that'll make all of us proud in the years ahead. A lot of hard work lies ahead, but we'll all keep chopping together with Coach to achieve success in the Big Ten." And yes, as we mentioned there, the move comes a little more than a week after both sides walked away from negotiations. And Greg Schiano says his portion of that statement that was released from the university, "Rutgers and this program have meant the world to me and my family. I arrived here in 2000 with the goal to build a program that would be a source of pride for the state of New Jersey. I look forward to embracing that challenge once again." The sides met in the middle of private jets. Schiano was able to use private jets for recruiting and other university business. He will be able to use jets if private funding's available. If not, Schiano will be able to fly first class on commercial flights. That was one of the sticking points from the negotiations. The contract, though, is not fully guaranteed. If Schiano is let go with cause, he would be paid 77% of his remaining salary. So, may not be all of $32 million. He may only get only 24.6. Overall record, 68-67 at Rutgers from 2001 to 2011. After being one of the worst major college football programs in the country, he was able to turn that program around. He left Rutgers in 2012 to become the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that only lasted 2 years. He resurfaced at Ohio State as their defensive coordinator in 2016, then reached an agreement in 2017 to become the head coach of Tennessee, but an uproar from fans on social media led the university to take back its offer. Schiano left Ohio State after last season when the Buckeyes struggled on defense. He briefly took a job as an assistant with the New England Patriots earlier this year. He stepped down soon after, deciding instead to take the season off. Rutgers just finished a season with a record of 2-10, losing the matchup at Penn State. Chris Ash was fired 5 games into his fourth season. So Greg Schiano back in Jersey.
Absolutely. And how are you today?
We're outstanding. It's been a terrific Tuesday so far. Hope it's been that way for you as well.
Absolutely. I've been surrounded by people who understand loyalty. It's been a good day.
That's right.
It's my loyalty rewards program.
Yeah.
Oh, you're as loyal gets.
I know that. Having fun with it.
And Gary's as loyal gets.
Have you checked your email over the last few hours?
Oh, it's a lot of whining. let me see my email.
So that's what it was. Okay.
Let me see my email here for a second here.
It was a sterling email from Super G, in case you didn't get that. You were copied in on that as well as the one and only Tom McGrath.
Let me check my emails here. Oh, there's a sale at Macy's. Okay.
But they didn't do well yesterday for Cyber Monday? They're extending it, or what's...
Just for me.
Loyalty rewards program.
Because I'm in a loyal customer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, there's an email labeled Gold Rush, so obviously that isn't from you. let's see here. Oh, yeah, I was copied in on this. Yeah. There we go.
I love what he wrote in the subject line.
A moment of suitness.
Yeah.
okay.
It is quite lengthy, but it is wonderful.
So... it sure is lengthy. All right. So I think everybody heard on the show Friday, right?
Yeah, he crushed it. Gary crushed it.
What an awesome guy he is. So, and he is. He's an awesome guy. Now, he married way above himself, but I mean, that's the case for all of us.
That's right. That's what we strive for.
That's the case for all of us.
Yeah.
But he's an awesome guy. Lucky to have him as a friend. All right. Very lucky to have him as a friend. I doubt that will make up for this. That email is so long, it's almost like I think there's a Senate bill attached to it.
Yeah, we have to do a bonus podcast.
It's like, holy mackerel. Okay, we got Neil Coulong today. We have decided that we're going to go duck hunting. So to Tom, although I have failed in my efforts to properly curate your tailgate, it's not, he didn't do that. He just doubts presence.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with curating the tailgate. No.
I showed up at the tailgate because it is A, the Tom McGrath tailgate, and B, because Gary does an awesome job at curating. Thus, I showed up. It's just the doubt and the fact that he swung you so easily.
Yeah, it didn't take much. It didn't.
That's why I referred to you as a moment of suitness.
Yes.
All right.
And he has now as well.
because the moment of suitness, the wind blows in a certain direction, the suit goes. No, I'm just part of the trend. God. See, this is why, you know, now let's do this in a moment of seriousness. Okay, so this will be serious. No more kidding around about it. How often have you heard me talk about how Penn State football is not just a game, it's an event? So the event is, and I've talked about the fans, you know, I mentioned this about kickoff times and so forth. But the fan that buys the parking spot, buys the season ticket, right, makes the investment of the gas, makes the investment of the food for the tailgate, and then they show up. I mean, Gary gets there at, what, 7, 8 in the morning, okay, something like that, and sets it all up, and it's, and not only that, but the people around, you know, they know the people at the tailgate over there. They know the people at the tailgate back there, right? And you develop relationships and friends. And you notice, Sean, and this, we'll use the Tom McGrath tailgate curated by Gary Goloszewski as an example here. So this is an example. And the same thing, we talk about Ron Moeller's tailgate and so forth. But, I mean, Sean, you've seen how many different people are there. And they're there all the time, and there's the bond that forms. And everybody, the bond forms around a Penn State football game and the success of Penn State football. And these are lifelong bonds. I mean, we get together all the time, not just during the season, but in the off season too. And that's one of the great things about sports, is how they can bring people together. And this is a great example of not just a game, but an event. And hold on, I have to answer a text from my broadcast partner here. He, too, is wondering about the loyalty program. But that's, you notice the bond and how everybody there, oh, we kid each other, right? We talk about the game. But everybody has a great time.
Oh, talking about the game is gravy. I mean, that's the thing. We're loyal, terrific Penn State football fans, and will be win or lose. But the connection is the game. But you're right. It's striking the friendships and keeping the tradition going, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I've answered Jack's question, by the way.
Great.
Yeah. I've already explained to him that on a scale of 0 to 100 on loyalty points, he is at 100.
100.
Right now, you're at 75.
Okay, we're working up. We're trending upward, so.
No, you're plateaued. Gary's at 60, but trending up. So, I mean, but we have a good time with this.
We do.
Right? I never knew until a few years ago, I didn't know Gary. Right? And it's a regret of mine that I didn't get to know him sooner, because he's just an awesome guy. He and his whole family. So, all right. But that's what Penn State football is. It's an event. It's not just the game. The game is the critical centerpiece, but it's the events surrounding it. And so, you know, it's interesting because Jack was actually texting me about bowl games. One of the things that really helps Penn State is, by the way, how well Penn State travels. I mean, the Rose Bowl people were really, really happy with Penn State 3 years ago. Really happy with how they travel. Now, it should be pointed out, Wisconsin also travels very, very well. So let's be fair to the great fans of Wisconsin. They do travel very well. And if I were leaving 4 below 0, I too would travel well. So, but that's a different story. Michael Mennett has announced that he is returning for his final season of eligibility. So since the season has ended, Pat Freiermuth has said he's coming back for his junior year. Ricky Slade has announced he's coming back for his junior year. And Michael Mennon has announced he's coming back for his senior year. Anything else we have, we will pass along to you. We will take a break. We will come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. It seems to me in such a corporate world. I mean, when you go now town to town, for example, I see the same restaurants, the same stores, things like that, as I do in any other town, including here. And you're getting a lot of that in radio these days, where you just feel like it's so homogenized and corporate. And then you get to this station. I'm sorry, but the Santa Claus thing, I think, is the coolest thing going on radio, where the magic radio, where youngsters come in. It's a great setup where they have the magic radio set up, decorated, the whole deal. The youngsters are so excited and enthusiastic to get a chance to talk to the magic radio and talk to Santa Claus. And I think that to me is what radio actually is. It's not the 300 station show or whatever. I mean, there's certain things. Like, for example, when you're a news and sports station like this one is, you have to be carrying games. So carrying Shikellamy football, boy, that's really a part of this. Carrying Shikellamy basketball, it's really a part of this. Penn State, okay? Penn State, the Penn State fans carrying those games, football, basketball, incredible. And Eagle 107 is Bucknell. Football and basketball. And then there's Santa Claus. Decades and decades of doing this. There are people now that bring their grandchildren who participated with the Magic Radio, who bring their children who participated in Magic Radio. And guess what? That's sappy. No. It's fun. That, to me, that is the neatest thing on radio anywhere. I just think it's the neatest thing going. Santa asked me what I wanted, and I said, fewer moments of suitness.
Something to strive for me in 2020. Yes.
Oh, goodness. Ron Rivera out as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Chico, say it ain't so. Whoa.
So he is out.
New direction without he and Cam, or will Cam stay? Interesting.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Now, in advertising, usually it's great when they talk about your product. You know, the old, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Well, this is a story from CNBC, and it's about Peloton, the maker of high-end at-home fitness equipment. And I think all of you have seen the ad by now.
I was surprised when we were in Pittsburgh for the Steelers-Colts game a month ago. We did some shopping in one of the malls. We were up at Ross Park Mall just off of McKnight Road, and there was an in-store... Well, actually, I think it said "Coming Soon Peloton." It hadn't opened yet, but there was these banners all throughout this, you know, entrance to a store. "Coming Soon Peloton." I guess they were going to have that opened up before Christmas. I was shocked. Well, I didn't think I would ever see a brick and mortar Peloton store.
Peloton stock rose 4.6% on Monday after the Thanksgiving weekend, including Black Friday. I mean, their stock's up 4.6%. And their stock is up more than 25% since they debuted in the stock exchange in September. It's impressive. Now, in the ad, a woman receives a Peloton as a Christmas gift from her husband. And then she documents the usage on the bike. The bike that she's using costs $2,245. And there's also a $39 monthly membership fee to access the classes. You know, the ones where they scream at you, you're not doing well? Well, social media has really taken off on this. And by the way, Peloton's running ads left and right. They have put about $13.5 million into TV advertising. Some ads are 15, some are 30-second versions. But they've been running them everywhere, NBC, ESPN2, Fox, whatever. Well, of course, social media has to get involved. And, of course, they're talking about the before and afters. And the bottom line is, when she starts on the bike, everybody's saying basically she looks terrific, and on the after, she still looks terrific. So. Okay.
Maybe a little more accurate, real documentation. Maybe we could have, you know, gave her like the latest model of camera phones so she could document it herself. Okay, here she is at this particular body type right now, and
right
now let's fast forward 1 year later.
And she does a great job as an actress in this and the whole deal. I mean, you know, documenting it, the whole deal. But people look at it like, well, on Christmas Day she got the bike, she looked terrific. several weeks later, she looked terrific. Okay.
They had a short time frame to shoot the ad. So
so the bottom line is, it'll keep you looking terrific. I guess. there you go.
Yeah, there was a commercial last year. I saw one where the husband and wife, like, they gave each other the bike for Christmas, and they were using it before Christmas Day. Like the to and from tag was still on the bike.
Oh yeah. Like, they were sneaking around.
Yeah, like he went out to the shed to work out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Then he'd go to work early, and then she'd grab a workout in before she went to work.
Right. And then she acts all surprised, or he acts all surprised on Christmas morning when one or the other gets it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I should have given it to you. Obviously, you've lost 4 pounds since. How did that happen?
I know you keep doing what you do, and I'll send this back.
Oh, it's okay.
Pocket the $2,200, we'll go on a cruise.
But their stock is soaring. All right, I mean, it's up 25% since September, 4.6% just with Black Friday.
Wow.
Do we have Mr. Coolong, I believe?
Not at this point, no.
What's wrong with him?
I know. I don't get it.
Everywhere I turn, it's...
Check his loyalty out here. It's not just me.
Well, I tell you, Gary just went up to 70% from 60. Neil,
there you go.
Dropped.
He's loving that. Whoa. Oh. Neil's busy breaking down more duct tape. See what you did? Duct tape. Get it? See? I didn't even think about that ahead of time. Duct tape.
Usually I tell people they're better when they don't think. I may have to amend that. How often have you heard me over the years look at the suit and say, look, don't think so much? Right? And I meant it. I like, don't think so much. Stop thinking.
Yeah.
Right? Now, there are people around him and his family felt that happened years ago, but that's a different, you know.
That's one of his famous lines. That's one of the first things he said to me back in 1995 when I first got here, is, don't think too hard. It only hurts the ball club.
Yeah.
That was the suit quote.
Let's get a couple of stories in here that are interesting. Let's start out with, obviously, Ron Rivera out of Carolina, so who knows what they're doing there. Arkansas has met with Lane Kiffin to discuss the opening there. While not being the biggest Lane Kiffin fan in the world, I think for Arkansas, that has the potential to be exactly the hire they need. They need to have a dynamic name hire at Arkansas right now. They have really not performed well at a program that has the capability of being, I think Arkansas has the capability of being a very good program but not being a great program. It's just the way it is. It doesn't mean they can't have a great season every once in a while, okay? But they have a chance to be a good program. I think Kiffin gives them a chance of doing that because, look, they're going to get publicity by hiring somebody like that. So they're at least discussing it with him. Greg Schiano has officially signed his 8-year, $32 million deal with Rutgers. Arthur Sitkowski, who was the starting quarterback last year, the starter in the first four games this year, then he redshirted, has announced he's coming back. Ole Miss. Now, this one baffles me a bit, the Ole Miss opening. Okay, according to Dennis Dodd at CBS, Ole Miss is looking at Mike Norvell of Memphis. And look, I mean, a lot of people are going to look at Mike Norvell. He's done a terrific job at Memphis. There's no getting around it. Done a terrific job there. And that they're also looking at Mike Leach of Washington State and Skip Holtz. Okay. But they have two guys on the staff, and Mike McIntyre, who was at Colorado and did a good job, and Rich Rodriguez. I was given the impression by somebody that they might look internally with those two guys on staff and pick one of the two. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Then there's the situation at Georgetown. The Georgetown team that Penn State played is going to be dramatically different than the Georgetown team that anybody plays the rest of the way. Because James Akinjo and Josh LeBlanc, who are the second and fifth leading scorers on the team, are done. According to multiple reports, both players have entered the transfer portal. Georgetown provided no clarity on their transfer status, rather saying that both will not play for the team the remainder of the year. It turns out that court documents obtained by CBS Sports reveal at least two accusers who filed for temporary restraining orders against LeBlanc and Georgetown teammates Galen Alexander, who's a junior college transfer, and Myron Gardner. All of these guys played against Penn State. Alexander's played in every game this year. Gardner, a freshman, played in six games, including Penn State. Now, Alexander and Gardner were not mentioned in the statement. Now let's go back to the complaint. The accuser expresses fear for her own safety as well as the safety of her roommates and alleges LeBlanc of assault and battery plus theft of personal property. Evidently, this happened on September 16th and that he threatened bodily harm against her and her roommate. He continued to threaten me verbally and via text message in the following week. He also committed violence against women in the past. That's according to her statement. That's her quote. Both accusers allege LeBlanc and two of his friends made threats. The second accusation was filed November 12th, which is 2 days before the Penn State game, which accuses Gardner of sexual harassment and assault on September 15th in the accuser's restaurant residence. Those actions allegedly led to Gardner, LeBlanc, and Alexander to harass and threaten the accuser, according to the sworn statement. So LeBlanc played 22 games as a freshman. And he played in every game this year except for the season opener. Akinju's the second leading scorer behind Omer, you're at 7. So they're going to be a dramatically different team going forward. Penn State pretty much held all those guys in check. Akinjo had a couple of good moments in the game, but and Mac McClung, the other guard who's still very much with the team, Penn State totally shut him down. So that's some of the news and notes there. I mean, Georgetown rocked by transfers and restraining orders. Well, any program would be rocked by that. Wow. And that's where it is with Georgetown. But again, Ron Rivera is out as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. That's the big news. Let's see. I think that's about it. Hodges will continue to start at quarterback, Tomlin says, because we're really, quote, out of options. No, just kidding. But they'll get Pouncey back this week. That'll help. Pouncey, of course, what he did in Cleveland, yeah, he deserved his suspension, the whole thing, can't do what he did, blah, you know, I get all that. But, boy, you sure do win the respect in your locker room, you do something like that. Now, maybe that's not what you want to hear. Maybe that's not the right thing to say. But I'm just saying that if you were to ask how much respect he has in that locker room today, you'd probably get the answer of he has absolute respect.
Cam Hayward delivered the game ball to Marquise Pouncey on Sunday night following the win over the Browns. So I just thought of this, getting back to Ron Rivera. What if Jerry Jones would decide to part ways with Jason Garrett? Would he consider bringing in Ron Rivera?
Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
If I had to pick somebody that would be interesting for Jerry Jones, and I am not here to promote whatever, I'm just saying we're sitting here brainstorming in the room, I would think one of the first guys I'd make a phone call to would be Lincoln Riley.
Not as a coordinator, but for a head coach.
To be the head coach. He's the head coach now. You're not going to leave a head coaching job at Oklahoma to be a coordinator in the NFL.
Sure.
You're going to leave Oklahoma to be a head coach in the NFL, not to be a coordinator. But it would be something that I'd throw out there and find out through his agent whether he'd be interested or not, but I'd at least ask. Find out what if there's any possibility. Then you go from there. Wouldn't be the first time an Oklahoma coach was hired to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, who Carolina goes with, who knows? It's one thing about the NFL, there are times you try to find out who the hot coordinator is and then go that direction. I don't know which way Carolina would go. I'm not in touch with enough down there to have any idea.
David Tepper's running now that he's the owner, and of course Ron Rivera was there before Tepper showed up. I mean, now this would truly be Tepper's guy.
Oh, yeah, of course it would be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, of course it would be.
But not even making it to Black Monday after the regular season wraps up. It just makes you wonder now if it's going to be an absolute, complete, total rebuild in Carolina if they decide not to stick with Cam Newton.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about it. I wouldn't know what to do about that either. Yeah. But you see Dabo Swinney, the last two press conferences he's held, he's done the disrespect thing with the media. Now, I do realize, let's use some intelligence here about this, that part of what Dabo Swinney's doing with the media when it talks about the disrespect that Clemson's getting is that he's talking to his team. That I understand. Other than that, I'm not sure what the purpose of this disrespect is. The number of people that I've heard that said Clemson should be ranked number one because they're the defending national champion, which is a total complete absurdity. I mean, it's a complete absurdity. Okay, in college, you don't rank teams number one because they won the national championship last year. Teams change. Christian Wilkins and those guys are all playing in the NFL. The personality of the team changes, the personality of the locker room changes, the personnel changes. It's everything's based on what you think of this year's team. And it seems like, look, Clemson's making the playoff, so where's the disrespect? This is one of those years where I think that you have three programs, Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson. Each are desperate to be the number one seed. Because they want to play the number four seed and not each other in the semifinal. See what I'm talking about? They don't want to be a second or third seed. They want to be the number one seed because they want to play the number four seed. They don't want to play each other. Clemson does not want to play Ohio State or LSU in the semifinal. They'd rather play them in the championship game. But when it comes to disrespect, look, the ACC has not had a great year. Nobody expected the ACC to have a great year. It's just a fact of life. It's just a fact of life. I believe Clemson has no wins over the top 25. Now, they knew it going in. That's why they scheduled Texas A&M. And they played well in the Texas A&M game. They knew it going in. That's why they scheduled the game. They knew darn well their conference was not at in tip-top shape.
What was the one of the lines that Dabo said not too long ago? Every week we got to win 100 to nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's stuff like that. You sit there and say, oof. It doesn't matter if you win 100 to nothing. Hey, you're going to be in the playoff. Hey, you beat Virginia, you're in. And I don't get where he's going with this. I mean, I understand the part about sending a message of disrespect to your own team to motivate them. That part I have. All right, so I've got that part. And believe me, that is a part of these press conferences where you're talking to your own team and you're telling your own team, hey, look, we're being disrespected.
It makes you wonder if someone has told him, hey, you need to stay relevant out there and you need to keep your name out there, and decided to go that route.
He's the defending national champion. He's won two of the last three championships.
Exactly.
He's already he walks into the room relevant.
Yeah.
That's the part I don't get. Part I don't get is, you know, you're already relevant. You've got a terrific quarterback. And by the way, he went to bat for his quarterback today and said he's had an even better year. And I'll bet on tape he probably has. But again, Clemson's in that spot where people are like, yeah, Clemson, yeah, they're rolling through. We'll catch up with you on December 28th. I mean, no offense, which Clemson game was a must-see watch for you this year?
Maybe the first game of the year, but that's been, I can't even remember who they played week one.
None. Yeah. Nobody. There's no game Clemson had this year that was a must-watch. Alabama had LSU. Alabama had Auburn. Penn State had Ohio State. Penn State had Michigan. Ohio State had Penn State. Ohio State had Michigan. You know, Utah still has Oregon to come. Utah-USC was a must-watch. I mean, Clemson is the only one in the top eight that did not have a must-watch game this year. There isn't a single game where I said, I can't wait to watch Clemson tonight. None. And that's not their fault. I mean, the fault lies with the conference. Hey, they're going to play Syracuse. I'm like, oh, my God, Syracuse is not good. No, Syracuse, give them a tough game. Syracuse is not good. So that was not a must-watch. Even Texas A&M was barely a watch. Now, LSU played Alabama. Must watch. Okay. LSU played Auburn. Must watch. Ohio State played Penn State. Must watch. Ohio State then played Michigan. Must watch. See, Clemson hasn't had that game. That was a must watch game. And okay, fine. You're out there talking right now. I've got that. All right? And you're getting your name out there, and we're talking about it. But and I know you're sending a message to your own team. That part I get. I respect that. That's fine. I understand how press conferences work. I watched Joe Paterno was a master of this for years. Joe would get in there, and he'd send messages to his own team in the press conference. I watched that for years. Well, you know, some of those answers in Joe's press conferences over the years were not for the media. They were for the team. Not all, but some. And James Franklin sends messages all the time in his press conferences. It's fine. That just means they're masters of their craft. So I know what Dabo's doing is he's talking in part to his team. Okay, I've got that. That's fine. I mean, you have to be smart enough to know it. The other part, though, like, you know, we're being disrespected. You're ranked third, sport. Okay? You're going to make the playoff if you win this weekend. How disrespected do you want to be? And the problem is, in analyzing it, Dabo knows being the number one seed in this particular year is really, really important. Because if you're the number one seed, you avoid either LSU or Ohio State in the semifinal. That's why he's trying to send a message, because he wants to be the number one seed. And right now, they're not. And right now, let's be honest about it, LSU's playing Georgia, Ohio State's playing Wisconsin, Virginia's playing Clemson. Which one of the three has the easiest path to winning? Clemson. Now, obviously, right behind them is Ohio State. LSU's got the toughest of the group in Georgia. Well, you know, actually, you know, Utah, Oregon's tough too. But, yeah. All right, we'll come back. More in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.